Blog Talk Radio.
You for hanging in there. Blog Talk just told me just now, after complaining to them, that they were having problems with the normal call-in number for me to get us started. But you know, sometimes when we be doing the right thing, it just seems like there'd be somebody on the other end trying to stop us from getting the truth out. So welcome and thank you for being here, and I certainly appreciate you being a part of tonight's show. And so we've got some wonderful guests. I see a couple of them have hung in here with us. And so I'm really hoping that the other ones will also join back in with us. So thank you. I appreciate you once again for being with Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to talk about vaccines tonight, and we're going to talk about this movement that this awesome group of individuals have going called Vaccine Justice or Else. At one time, I noticed that I had all four of their representatives on the line, but we're going to see who we get, and, you know, it's always in divine order, and we're going to keep the conversation going until we get everything said. Now, I'm going to make sure that we stay in order. And, you know, we always start off with a daily inspirational message. And I did have one pulled up. I just closed the computer. So let me see if I can get it back up real quick. And so it's really appropriately titled, too. It's today's inspirational message, which is called Get Into Heaven Before You Die. And as I was sharing in conversation with my godmother, Mother Elnor Abdullah, who at that time was a young 88 years, the following came up for discussion. She says, we must be about the business of discovering heaven while we are still living this life. There is no need to wait and hope that death will bring us to a place of peace. Perhaps you will take with you to the other side exactly what you have created on this side. We can create that state of heaven now. We can create a place of unconditional forgiveness and love. We can create a space of complete acceptance and respect of others. We can build relationships built on mutual honor and admiration. We can have peace and joy right now and right here on earth. A state or an attitude of heaven is being in a higher consciousness of who we are. We are the offspring of the Most High Creator. We are made in the image and after the likeness of infinite intelligence. Jesus said he came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Heaven is where we extend a helping hand to others in their time of need. Heaven is where we choose to honor the life of humans, regardless if they look like us or not. Heaven is seeking and maintaining peace in all situations. Heaven is being about God's business, protecting and preserving all life forms. Heaven is a state of consciousness that tells us we can. Heaven is that serene place of comfort. Heaven is being a comforter and encourager to others. Heaven is pure and seeks after its own kind. Heaven is knowing your connection to God is real. Heaven is love at the highest level of expression. Heaven is my preferred place of residence here on Mother Earth. Oh, thank God we got that ourselves centered in affirmative, positive readings, because you know we always have to start in order, even when it appears we're not in order. So I want to make sure that we did our affirmative readings, and you know we always take time. And I would not go any further without doing that, especially on how some of these situations have occurred this evening. So we invoke and we invite the love, the spirits, and the energies of our ancestors to be with us tonight and always. I know the ancestors were responsible for me finally getting through on a number that was provided to me that was not the regular number so that we could start this show. So, ancestors, I give thanks to you always, always, always. Ooh, ashe, ashe, ashe. So it's all about love, it's all about life, and it's all about wellness. So tonight, again, we're going to be talking with some incredible, incredible individuals that represent an organization called Vaccine Justice or Else. So what's the truth behind vaccines? The NIH, or the National Institute of Health, recently published research findings of heavy metals and the relationship to autism in children, especially our babies. Vaccines contain aluminum, mercury, and other heavy metals. And what does that mean to your health? Or better than that, what about the health of your children? So next Thursday, in Atlanta, there's going to be a town hall meeting and screening of the documentary Vexed. And are vaccines destroying our black boys, or is it Tuskegee experiment again? So we're going to have some representatives from this organization. Like I said, they were all on here at the top of the hour, and I see most of them have. It's just sometimes when you're trying to get the truth out there, you know, things be blocking you. So just keep that in mind. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Just hold in there. So this is Life, Love, and Wellness, with Sandy Rogers Show. And, you know, it's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. Audience, you know you're always invited to join in on the discussion. Your comments are always welcome. We make no judgment on what you say, and we listen to every voice that calls in. Our number here to the station is 516-531-9819 in case you're not on the line, and just press 1 to let me know you want to talk live on air. So we're going to be bringing up the individuals that represent Vaccine Justice or Else so that they can tell us a little bit more about the work that they're doing. And but I want to just share some information with you right quick. Hold tight for me.
Welcome to State of Emergency. Attention. Make sure you attend the State of Emergency Town Hall meeting about the dangerous vaccine cover-up. You are in danger. Your children are in danger. There is data that shows there was an increase in autism in black boys. We need justice or else.
They're angry because a few have gotten wealthy at the expense of the many, and the poor and the sick and the weak and the unlearned multiply.
So make sure you attend and bring someone with you to the State of Emergency Town Hall meeting about the dangerous vaccine cover-up at West Hunter Street Baptist Church on Thursday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. Located at 1040 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard in Atlanta, Georgia. For more info, visit cdcvjoe.com.
An audio clip that they were able to have made about the screening that's coming up next week. So I'll be playing that again and again. So get your paper and pencil ready so that you can write down that information and be able to attend the screening next week. So what, who we have with us tonight is Jermaine Muhammad, the chairman of Vaccine Justice or Else. We have Kamisha Muhammad. Watch your background noise, please, you guys. Kamisha Muhammad is the vice chairman. Benjamin William is the chairman of fundraising. And Curtis Duncan is the holistic researcher. Let me tell you how things work out. Normally, I have all of my shows documented and let the guests review them at least 10 days before the beginning of the month. But because I have so many things that was happening all at once, my granddaughter graduating, I had a big wedding I did, and then I did that youth summit last week. So I had not had an opportunity to really be focused on, you know, the guests for the month of June. But, I don't worry about things. I know that everything is always in order. So last Saturday after the youth summit, went over to Tosili's that has the community event every year, Tosili's Raw Reality, where she invites the holistic and the raw conscious community over. And so my brother and I and another friend of ours went over there. And so my brother talked to this young man for a long time, and I was just sitting down because we had had a long day with the youth. And I just wanted to make sure I was over there, you know, to support Cecily and the community. And so this guy walked over to me and handed me a flyer and introduced himself as Benjamin Williams. And he told me about his the movement that they're involved in. And what was so amazing to me is that I had just told someone less than 2 hours earlier that I was a little fascinated because I had not gotten all my shows together, but I wasn't worried about, you know, who would be on the show. And would you believe how perfectly timed this is? Because this screening is actually next week, next Thursday. So I have all four of the individuals' lines opened up. So you guys, I want you to introduce yourselves in whatever order you would like. If you want to go in the order that I said your names, that would be Jermaine, Kamisha, Benjamin, and then Curtis. And then we're going to get right into the guts of what you guys do. And thank you for being here.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Jermaine Muhammad. I'm the Southern Regional Representative of the Vaccine Justice or Else Movement.
That's all you're going to tell us, Jermaine?
I wanted everyone to introduce themselves, so
okay.
I was passing the baton on to Sister Kamisha.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you perfect.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Peace, love, and light, everyone. I am Sister Kamisha Muhammad. I am in the position of vice chair of this movement. And a little side note, Sandy, I am also a Reiki practitioner. I met you when we were at the Loudermilk Center. Miss Linda introduced me to you.
Okay, okay. And you were also on the show last year with the doulas, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me again. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my pleasure.
Greetings, everyone. Can you hear me, Sandy?
Yes, hear you fine.
Great, great. My name is Benjamin Williams. I am the fundraising chairman for Vaccine Justice or Else. And just like you said, it happened in divine order, you know, that we met at that event. And, you know, we're able to have this time to really provide some vital information to the community. So, again, thank you very much for allowing us on your show.
Yes, sir.
Greetings, everyone.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Can everyone hear me clear?
Yes, very well.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Sandy, for having us on the air. It's definitely an honor and pleasure to be on air with you. My name is Curtis Duncan. I am a holistic health researcher. I've been studying the issue of vaccines now for close to about almost 10 years, and I recently partnered up several years ago with the CDC Justice or Else movement to continue to bring this information to our, you know, to our, particularly to Black people, about what's going on, because it's definitely been past time and something that I've really been trying to work on for several years now, because I saw there was a major gap in our community when it came to understanding what vaccines were doing.
Now, we've done work before together, Curtis. So welcome, and I'm glad to see you still on the battlefield.
Say that again, beloved.
I said, this is Sandy, and I said that I am. We've done work in the past, and I'm glad to see that you're still on the battlefield bringing justice and some light to health issues.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm definitely still here. Definitely still here.
Yes, yes. So what is the movement about? And I'm not sure, Brother Muhammad, if you want to direct, you know, who answers the questions, but can you tell us what the movement is about, or have someone to address that for us, please?
Well, the movement is actually very simple. It's to create awareness among our people that they can understand what's going on with vaccines, in the vaccines. Once we make people aware of what it is that's in the vaccines, what the pharmaceutical companies are doing, what the CDC is doing, what the American government is trying to mandate, once we give that information to our people and make them aware, it becomes their decision at that point in time if they'd like to continue to vaccinate their children. But one thing that we would like to stop and not allowed to happen is to have the government to mandate vaccines on a federal level, that it becomes mandatory that all children have to take vaccines. We don't want that like it is in California. And so that's why we fight hard in the battlefield every day to make sure that this doesn't happen. And we would like to get the scientist, CDC, who is under whistleblower status, Dr. William Thompson, subpoenaed by Congress that he can come out and tell the truth about the MMR vaccine, what it does to our children, and how they destroyed the data that proves what we say to be true.
Now, I understand that there is a fund that the U.S. government has created for any parent that comes forth and says that their child was negatively impacted by vaccines with whatever health issues, and that there's billions of dollars sitting in that fund. Do you know anything about that?
This is true. That is true. But that the fund itself, parents do help to get some financial relief for their children and, of course, their families. And so we feel like that if the pharmaceutical companies make these products and the federal government backs them, then the whatever happens to our children, the pharmaceutical companies should be held responsible for issuing dirty, what we call dirty vaccines.
Yes.
But in 1986, the Congress passed law that the pharmaceutical company cannot be sued for vaccine-injured children. Problem with us.
Yes.
And therefore, that fund that you're talking about it's taxpayers' dollars as opposed to monies from the vaccine companies that's causing the injury.
You know, my whole, the reason why I brought that up is that it's interesting to me that the government would have such a fund set up. It's like an admission, right, that they know that there's something that's within the vaccines that are causing problems for individuals. And so they have that set up. So I understand now, thank you for sharing that, that it's taxpayers' money. But even with that, don't you think that there is some type of admission in that, though, to even have that fund set up, that there could be problems that would arise from out of the vaccines within children?
So the fund, the fund that was set up to protect the pharmaceutical companies, the fund was never set up to protect, vaccine injured people. So essentially, Congress are a bunch of prostitutes, and those prostitutes are available for sale. So Big Pharma went to Congress and said, hey, you know, we know our vaccines are injuring people, and we're taking all these lawsuits. So Congress, basically protect us, no immunity for our vaccine injuries. We know that the vaccines are going to cause disease because we designed them to cause disease, because we are in the business of producing customers, not cures. So that's why chemotherapy causes cancer. That's why antibiotics cause you to have a weak immune system. And that's why vaccines cause numerous injuries. So the fund was set up to protect the pharmaceutical companies. And that's why when you do suffer vaccine injury and you do go to the vaccine court, or they call it the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, they oftentimes deny your claim. And if you are, you do receive any money. So 83% of the cases that get taken to vaccine court, if you ever even make it, because it takes about 3 to 5 years for your case to even get heard, if you ever even get your case heard, then oftentimes there's an 83% chance that you will receive no money whatsoever. And if you do receive money, you have to sign a document that essentially that you can never disclose your case. So you can never go to the media and talk about, hey, I got injured by vaccines, by MMR vaccine, and I suffer severe autism. You can't discuss it outside of the court. And since 1986, close to about $4 billion has been paid out, but this is not revealed to people, and this is the problem.
Right. But I understand why they would have the gag restraint on people, too. You know, they don't want anybody to find out that they're actually compensating people for injuries to their children. So, but thank you for bringing clearing that up for me, because a lot of times, you know, so on Facebook I have God's Groceries, and I'm always posting things, because we have become such a nation that just totally believes everything that the pharmaceutical and the medical and even agriculture, you know, we believe everything that's being said to us, but we're getting sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. And nobody's questioning that. You know, we just going, okay, well, we got to have a vaccine. Case in point, I had a nephew that had him and his wife had a baby. And I wanted to see my new great niece, you know. And they would say, well, auntie, well, you got to take a whooping cough vaccine. And, you know, it takes like 6 weeks before it gets through your system and all of like that before you can come and see. I was like, oh, no, I wait until she gets older. But it's just crazy to me, you know.
Well, this is true. You know, basically, this is about money for the pharmaceutical company. Human life means nothing to the pharmaceutical companies, and especially black lives doesn't matter to the pharmaceutical companies. Brown lives doesn't matter to the pharmaceutical companies. Red life doesn't matter to the pharmaceutical companies. And poor white.
Yeah.
It's all about money. Becoming more and more rich, controlling population. And this has to stop. Enough is enough. We're not going to lose 250,000 more black boys to autism or to brain damaging issues that come from vaccines. We're not standing for that. These people that represent the vaccine justice or else movement, we don't care about the money of the pharmaceutical company. We don't care about the power of the CDC or the American government. We stand for what is right for our people and our children. And no one, I don't care who it is, will continue to lie to our people, do damage to our children. No one is going to continue to do this and think that it's okay. We will fight like hell and do what's necessary to protect the lives of our children. And ultimately, they do plan to come after us as adults, I believe, by 2020. So we have to fight now with what they're doing to the veterans with vaccines, with what they're trying to do to adults by 2020 by basically making law that you have to take vaccines before you're able to interact with your grandchildren. And if you don't comply with what they say, then they plan to jail people, take their licenses away, threaten you.
That's crazy.
Those kinds of things we are not going to allow. We stand up for what's right, ma'am. And the government of America, the CDC, and the pharmaceutical company, it looks as though to me they're blinded by power and wealth. And they feel as though that it's okay to continue these kinds of actions. But for those of us who actually believe in God and know better, we know that that's not going to continue. So when we fight in His name. The victory is already ours. We just have to work in His name to accomplish it.
Yes, yes. I applaud you. Sincerely, it is so necessary. It is so absolutely necessary. And, you know, people are still, you know, like, you got to present all of this information to people before they'll even consider that what they're being told and what's being mandated for them to put in their bodies could actually be harming them. And so I find it, I mean, with the work that you guys are doing is incredible, because I know that you're probably faced with a lot of naysayers and or people that don't want to, you know, believe that the government or the doctors or, you know, CDC, any of those entities would lie to them or do anything to damage their health. So I applaud you. It is so necessary.
And Sandy, I want to, this is Sister Kamisha, I want to just bring out a couple of things based on what my brothers just said and what you just said. Number one, to anyone who doubts anything that, you know, we're talking about, I offer you two sources. Number one, there's a book called Medical Apartheid. Now, if you've ever read that book, it details the history of this country that we live in and how they have performed experiments on their own citizens.
Yeah.
Okay? So you read that. And then number two, go to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, website, and type in the search bar vaccine ingredient. There's a list that will come up that will show you all of the ingredients that have been approved by the FDA at this time that are on the market and all of the ingredients that those vaccines include. Okay? And just take one, for example, the MMR vaccine or any vaccine that you want to look up and Google the ingredient. And by the time you finish Googling, mercury, lead, aluminum, not to mention the other tissues that come from other species, including cows, chickens, dogs. Yes, dog DNA is in vaccines.
Yeah.
Pig. And then on top of that, human DNA. Once you get finished reading that and researching those ingredients, ask yourself, why, if you turn over a box of something you were buying in a grocery store and you saw those same ingredients in that box, would you eat it? So after reading those ingredients that's in the vaccines that are listed there for you on the CDC website, would you turn around and then give that to your baby? Two very simple things to ask yourself. You don't have to believe us. The information is out there. The information is out there. And the fact that there have not been studies to show how the vaccines, number one, interact with each other once they're injected into a person, let alone how any of the ingredients interact with the person. Because it's like a one size fit all type situation. It's like a cookie cutter situation. Everybody's supposed to get the same vaccine. Well, what if I have some type of genetic disposition that says I can't deal with that properly? If I can't deal with some ingredient in the vaccine properly. There's not been a study that does that. When we take our babies to the pediatrician doesn't say, well, let me do a genetic history on your family and see what you're already predisposed to before I just give your baby this vaccination. That doesn't happen. In the hospital, I've seen it so many times. When newborn babies are born, they want to give them the hepatitis B vaccine. We all know that's a sexually transmitted disease. Why am I giving that to a newborn who just got here?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You cannot tell me this is not about money.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that this is not about crippling your next generation of human beings so that they cannot function properly. And what happens when your people cannot take care of themselves? You can take them over.
Right.
So that's the point that I want to bring out. If you don't believe it, go get the book and go on the CDC website and see it for yourself.
And, you know, I had a sister friend, actually my cousin, that alerted me to that book. And it can be a difficult read, I want to let you guys know, because it breaks it down and it tells you about all of these medical experiments that are going on. And you can literally see it in your mind's eye. And so, you know, you'll get riled up by reading it, but just keep in there, because Harriet Washington, I'm looking at the book right now, is the author of that book, and it has some really fascinating information in there, and that's another source. And thank you, Sister Kamisha, for bringing that up, because that book was a heavy hitter for me.
And another thing that, you know, that they can take a look at, which is something that I think most people look at every day, is just the main media, television commercials. The pharmaceutical companies control television commercials. 7 out of 10, mm-hmm. 6 out of 10 commercials are medical commercials. And if you just step back for a moment and listen to what they're saying about the side effects, that
mm-hmm.
should tell you something. And number two, not only are they telling you about the side effects, but they're psychologically telling you that you're sick.
Yes.
You know, because they got all of these medications out there. So just pay attention to that, you know, from a conscious level. And that will, you know, set something off in you to go and do further research. And if you just take a few minutes to start researching, I think that, you know, you will agree with us that there's something wrong.
I wanted to bring up a couple of points just, you know, to really bring it back around. Sister Kamisha had mentioned about the one-size-fit-all with medicines and vaccines and things like that. And I've been working very diligently within the HIV and AIDS community for about the last 20 years or so. And what I know to be true is that when they came out with the first medication to cure AIDS, the AZT, is that it was healing the white man, but it was killing the black man. Same size, same body structure, you know, 5'10", 150 pounds, whatever. And so that was proof enough right there that you cannot give the same medicine to different people because it interacts differently, but yet and still we still want to continue with, you know, everybody needs the vaccine. And so that is so important that we start questioning some of these mandatory medicines and vaccinations that we have to take, because we're doing things so blindly. You know, we're just like, okay, yeah, I'm in line, I'll take it. And so that's was real critical to understand that. And anytime I get an audience, I like to bring that up because we will go and give quotes, you know, well, my blood pressure is high because it's 110 over 80. And so I'm always asking my doctor, so who are you comparing my blood pressure to? You know, is it another African-American woman in her 60s or what, you know? And so when do you get when do we become learned about how we're being, and you guys are saying this all along, you know, we're just being put on all these medications. I call America the test tube generation of humans, you know, like everything, mm-hmm. especially when you hit 50, they think you got to be on a pill when you hit 50, you know, and so they will keep on until they find something. And like, I think that was Curtis or Benjamin that said, you know, like you look at the commercials on TV and they'll talk you into the one that gets me is the restless leg syndrome, you know, and my thing is always when I see that, why don't you just stand up and walk, you know, that'll get rid of that instead of you going to get a pill for it. But the pharmaceutical companies are addressing people directly to go to their doctors to say, go get this pill. So it's a better advertising for the pills, and it's better job than what they can do, you know, like we're going to the doctors and asking the doctors to get people hooked on that stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to play the ad one more time, and we're going to be right back. Yeah. You guys, get your paper and pencil ready so you can write down this information.
Welcome to State of Emergency. Yeah.
Attention. Make sure you attend the State of Emergency Town Hall meeting about the dangerous vaccine cover-up. You are in danger. Your children are in danger. There is data that shows there was an increase in autism in black boys. We need justice or else.
They're angry because a few have gotten wealthy at the expense of the many, and the poor and the sick and the weak and the unlearned multiply.
So make sure you attend and bring someone with you to the State of Emergency Town Hall meeting about the dangerous vaccine cover-up at West Hunter Street Baptist Church on Thursday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. Located at 1040 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard in Atlanta, Georgia. For more info, visit cdcvjoe.com.
All righty. That was the audio for the announcement for the town hall meeting next week. Thank you for being here with Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're talking with a group of incredible individuals that represent the Vaccine Justice or Else movement. And I believe Brother Muhammad said this was the Southeastern delegation here. And so we have Brother Jermaine Muhammad, who's the chair. Sister Kamisha Muhammad is the vice chair. Brother Benjamin Williams is the fundraiser chairman. And Brother Curtis Duncan is the holistic health researcher. And so we've been talking about the issues that are real and are very apparent in our communities, and how the government is being led by monetary gain to push these poisons into our bodies and them. So we have been, please watch your background noise. Okay. So we have been just having an open discussion with this team that is so dedicated to the work that they're doing to have our communities cleaner in the sense that we can operate from our God self without having the toxins and the heavy metals and, you know, oh, gosh, Sister Kamisha was telling us about, you know, we have so many different animals, organs, and things that's included. And this is all from off of the CDC website. So it's none of these individuals that are here on the call, on the show tonight, are talking about anything that, you know, they're thinking about. But it's all documented. So it's all there. And so I'm going to turn it back over to the group. We're talking about awareness and who's involved in the campaign, who's supporting you, what can we do to help spread the word, and what would you give us as citizens or, you know, community members, what would you give us as a call to action? So in any order, if you guys would just have your conversation. I'm really appreciating it tremendously. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Yes. Well, first of all, we would urge people to go to our website, in which we have posted many lectures that have information about what we're talking about, not just from us, but from vaccine groups all over the nation, holistic doctors, like our brother Curtis Duncan, who's a great, great, great resource to us and our people. You stated earlier that people would wonder, would the government actually do this to us, lie to us, as far as poisoning the vaccine? Well, let's look at history. Did they not do that to the Native Americans? They did smallpox blankets. Did they not perform the Tuskegee experiment on 400 black men and allowed them to go and intercourse with their wives and interact with their children? Been suffering since we've been here in America, put under death sentence one after another, and we're still here. Don't think that they are not doing this. We have the proof and the evidence, and we want to share this with the people. And I would say it is in the best interest of everybody that's listening to this broadcast that they come to the historical West Hunter Baptist Street Church on next Thursday, June the 22nd. Doors open at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Come and look at this movie, Vax. Come and talk to the scientists who are with us to present the facts and the truth, because we have to do this right now. Because by 2032, and that's not far away from here, it is said that one out of two children will have autism. Now, wait a minute. Wait. If one out of two children have autism, and black boys are already at a higher rate or higher risk at 240%, that's one out of two children, then whose children will be almost like the Walking Dead? That would be our children.
Yeah.
So we've got to stand up for this now. The government has never been our friend, ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hillary Clinton, Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. We're going to teach on all of that, how Margaret Sanger said in her own words, she wouldn't rest until the black race is destroyed. It was Hillary Clinton that got the award, the Margaret Sanger Award. And she said she admires Margaret Sanger and would continue her work. What does this mean for us?
Mm.
There's another death sentence. But I'll be damned if we stand for it. We're going to move forward, create an army of our women and our men and our children and stand up against this death sentence, because no one is going to control population among us, as Bill Gates would like to do. You can go on YouTube, and he's talking about controlling the world population with vaccines. How about when they went over to Kenya and gave those young black girls, 2 million of them, became sterilized? You cannot tell me that the testing of vaccines in third world countries where they don't have good health care systems or regulatory health care systems, you cannot tell me that we're not under attack. And they're testing vaccines out on people of color, the brown man, the red man, the black man, the poor white. No, there is a war. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that we would be under a chemical and biological warfare. See, people don't understand Satan. So when you don't understand Satan, you can't fathom the depth of what how far he would go, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan taught us. But this man uses chemical and biological warfare to destroy us as a people. Look at your water that you drink. You don't have clean water. Your food, GMO products. The gun is not the biggest issue that's killing us. It's the lack of knowledge. And so the vaccines kill more children or injure more children than the gun could ever do. They said it's easier. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to murder our people than try to control them. We can't
allow
that. The
big new Brzezinski. Mm-hmm.
We can't allow that. So I tell our people, you want some direction, the call to action, come on and stand with us.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're fighting for our lives right now. We're
and
fighting for our lives. And we have
and
to
everybody
win
can
this
do
war.
Something. Mm-hmm.
So come on out on next Thursday, June 22nd at 10:40, Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard. Mm. Right there at the church, 6 across from the Wendy's in the West End. Come and join us. Allow us to teach you, and don't put your children under that death sentence. Because if you can hurt them and don't listen to the truth, damn it, you don't deserve to live yourself. That's what we're coming for, to save the lives of our children. I'm done. Thank you.
Oh,
and
you.
I want to jump in here too. Brother Jermaine was talking about children. I know some people may say, well, my babies are grown, I don't have to worry about that. However, once you get into that medical apartheid book, once you do a little more research on your own, which is what we're asking you to do, you will see how the United States government has experimented on its military servicemen. We just celebrated Memorial Day. We love our veterans in this country because we believe that they paid the ultimate price. But how did our government repay them? By experimenting on them. And I'm sure you can ask any veteran. They'll tell you that your body doesn't even belong to you in the military. They can do what they want to do to you. And people have been affected by the chemicals that have been sprayed over their head in Vietnam, the Agent Orange, the DDT. They were even using LSD, giving it to our troops to see how they will react to it. This is the same type of scenario. The same type of scenario. So not only is it about our babies, it's about our future generation, it's about our all of our loved ones. We're all affected by this in some way or another. So you cannot exclude yourself saying that, oh, I don't have any children or my children are grown. What about your grandchildren? What about your neighbor's children? Aren't we supposed to love our neighbor as we love ourselves?
That's right.
So this is about everybody. And some people may say, well, I don't know what to do. Go on the website. There's something on there that will catch your attention that you will find it very easy to communicate to somebody that you meet in the street. You don't have to give a long lecture. Just share a little bit of information. Invite somebody to come out next Thursday so that truth can fall on them and affect them so that then they become a part of our movement as well. Just invite somebody. You don't have to teach them if you don't feel like you can. Just invite them out. That's all we're asking you to do. Invite people out so they can come and hear from the scientists, the experts themselves, who can talk to you about the science behind it and how they took the information from the studies that they did right here in the state of Georgia and threw it in the trash because it did not give them the outcome that they were able to present to the public, because if they had presented it to the public, they'd be out of business.
Right, right.
And this is the organization that is charged with safeguarding the health of the nation. And you know, also Congress that's a part of this, that this whistleblower came forth and gave them over 10,000 pages of documents to prove that there was a cover-up. And to date, he came forth in 2014, August 2014. And to date, this gentleman have not been subpoenaed so that he can tell his story. When you have an estimate of over 250,000 black boys since the time of the cover-up, that since the time of that study back in 2001, 2002 to the present, soft estimate, not including those over 18 years old, when you have an estimate of 250,000 black boys that have developed autism because of this cover-up, that is a catastrophe. And you don't see it in the main media. You don't see it anywhere. And we're standing idly by, and we're trusting the government officials, and we're trusting that body that changed its name, the same body that conducted the Tuskegee experiment, changed its name to the CDC, and we're still
right.
trusting that organization to safeguard our health, the health of our children.
Right.
But you know what? When Brother Ben, you were talking, Brother Curtis, because I know we're talking about, we're saying autism. That's a big word today, autism. And some people may say, well, my child doesn't have autism, so I know this is not affecting them. But there are other things that come as a vaccine injury, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
And I always tell people this. Vaccines were invented to produce disease. They were invented to produce customers. They were not invented for public health. The CDC does not care about public health. The CDC is in the business, because the federal government is a corporation. You can look it up. It's in the United States Code. They are in the business of controlling disease. In order to control disease, that means you must create disease. And one way to create that is to have a place to push vaccines with live viruses, because then you can say, oh, there's an outbreak. Oh, you know, there's an outbreak, you know, and there's a measles outbreak, and then you can say, that's why we need more vaccines. The CDC actually owns a lot of the patents for these vaccines, and they make close to about $3 billion each year from selling vaccines. So the CDC is a vaccine company. Okay, again, we're dealing with a federal corporation. The United States, you know, is not a government. It's a business, and the CDC is a business, and they protect the pharmaceutical corporation. So that's why they're in bed with each other, because they're all, you know, they're all on the same team, the team making your children sick so they can make more money for themselves. But the vaccines themselves, they cause ADHD, they cause cancer, they cause chronic ear infections, They cause infertility. They cause severe food allergies. That's why kids today, one of the issues we talk about with this autism, but kids today just have severe and chronic food allergies. They also cause autoimmune illnesses because anytime you put aborted fetal tissue or human DNA into a vaccine, you're essentially, and then you inject it directly into the body, you're telling the body to begin to attack human DNA as it was a foreign invader. So, of course, naturally, that will increase the risk of developing not only autism, but also multiple sclerosis and a whole host of other autoimmune illnesses. For example, many black women have severe rates of lupus, which is an autoimmune illness. And I definitely know that this is triggered by the fact that the vaccines cause autoimmunity. So you have cancer, you have type 1 diabetes, you have ear infections, you have seizures, you have tics. You have all these different things, and along with that, you have the heavy metals, which are found in vaccines, which are triggering an epidemic of Alzheimer's. So, because these people are getting directly injected with high amounts of aluminum at a very early age. The amount of aluminum, for example, in hepatitis B vaccine exceeds the federal government's own standards of aluminum exposure by close to about 25 times. So if you were to put that amount of aluminum into a food product, then the FDA would take it off the market. But, it's perfectly okay and safe for that extremely high amount of aluminum to be directly injected and bypass, the digestive system, be directly injected into the body. So the vaccines, like I said, they were invented to cause all these different problems. Because then when you have the problems that were created, you can sell more chemotherapy. You could sell more psychiatric drugs. You could sell more antibiotics. You could sell more diabetes drugs. So essentially you get on this pharmaceutical treadmill, where they create disease, they push more drugs on you. The drugs cause more problems, so they push more drugs on you. And then, and it just continues until you die. And then, they'll probably take a dead peasant insurance policy on you, as many of these corporations do on their employees. They have what's known as dead peasant. Because they don't give a damn about you.
Who else sees the matrix in the scenario where the human being was a battery? They're just using it. Wow.
Yeah.
The human being.
So if that's not Satan, tell me what is. That's the work of Satan.
And that's why it's important for definitely everyone to definitely come out to the town hall meeting. We've been, the CDC Justice or Else movement has been having these town hall meetings now for the past several years, and we will continue to because we want this information to get out to our people in particular. The white community, for a large part, they are aware of the issue. Donald Trump, for example, regardless of what you may think about him, politics aside, he did bring this issue to light about how many children, for example, they go in and get several vaccines. Because that's another factor when we're talking about vaccines. They don't just give, when the pharmaceutical companies got legal immunity, they're like, okay, well, since we have immunity, then we're going to make as many vaccines as we can. Because, if there's any injuries that are suffered, we're not going to pay for it. And every vaccine they put on the market produces about $4 billion worth of revenue every single year. So, the kids today are receiving close to about 69 doses of vaccines by the time they're 18. By the time they're 1 year old, they've already received about close to about, 12 different vaccines, 12 different doses. And many times they receive several different vaccines at one time. They receive the MMR vaccine. They receive diphtheria vaccine. They receive whooping cough. So they receive 4 vaccines at one time. And this just triggers, this causes the immune system to just go, and it hyper-stimulates the immune system, essentially. And it causes encephalitis, which is known as a brain infection. It's when your brain begins to swell. So this is one of the reasons why America has some of the highest infant mortality rates of the industrialized world, because no other country gives these amount of vaccines at one time to developing young children. So that's why many children, for example, in America, they die of sudden infant death syndrome. They get the vaccine, Next thing you know, the child is dead, or the 4-month-old baby is dead, and there's no explanation given, you know, as to why the baby died. It's, oh, you know, sometimes baby die. No, the baby died from getting 4 different vaccines at one time. The immune system could not handle that, essentially, and that's not how the immune system was designed. I mean, it's not designed to receive 4 different pathogens that come directly into the bloodstream at one time. That's totally unnatural. So,
because in normal everyday life, we wouldn't get that all at one time, right?
Absolutely. You wouldn't,
in nature.
Absolutely. You would not get that. And it would not happen where the pathogen is being directly put into your bloodstream, because our immune system consists of our nostrils. It consists of our digestive system. It consists of all the good bacteria in our stomach that fights off some of these different pathogens. So essentially, the vaccine bypasses all these different defense systems that God gave to us, and then goes directly into the immune system and just essentially triggers massive inflammation and overstimulates the immune system. So that's essentially why so many vaccine injuries take place, because you're essentially triggering massive amounts of inflammation, and you're putting the body into a state of shock. So that's why many people, when they get the vaccine, they experience seizures, because they are literally in a state of shock.
I really appreciate your comments. You know, no. I was having a discussion with someone earlier today about the number of prescription medicines, you know, that we get as a whole. You know, you go in and you got high blood pressure, you got cholesterol, but, you know, they find all of these things, and there's no research ever done on the interactions with all of them. And like you said, you know, like sudden, you were talking about the infant sudden death, but even a strong, healthy person, you know, that suddenly dies, they just say, oh, it was by natural causes. But they never admit to, you know, it was a drug interaction or a drug overdose of something that the doctor has literally prescribed and saying that, you know, is to get you better. And so thank you for saying that about the children, about the young, the infants, and how they could be affected by that with all those vaccines. And it's parallel with a sudden infant death. So thank you for that.
Absolutely, you're welcome. It's definitely something that is directly connected. Because, like I said, in Canada and Europe and other countries, they don't have the high amounts of infant mortality. And I mean, if people don't believe me, then you can look at the simple fact that, for example, in the state of Mississippi, where vaccines are mandatory, because they're only mandatory in three states as of right now. They're mandatory in West Virginia. They're mandatory in Mississippi. And they're mandatory in the state of California right now. The state of Mississippi has, you know, they are extremely strict about their, you cannot, it's very difficult to get a medical exemption, any type of exemption. The state of Mississippi has the highest infant mortality rate in the country. And they also have mandatory vaccines. And those two factors are directly linked. And that's why I recommend everyone, at this point, please come to the town hall meeting. Please check out the movie Vaxxed. There's tons of information out there on the National Vaccine Information Center. Get your vaccine exemption, because the next goal is to, by 2020, the pharmaceutical companies, they want to make vaccines mandatory for children. Not only that, they want to make vaccines mandatory for adults. They're already mandatory for nurses, and if you work within the medical field or oftentimes around children. But get your vaccine exemption. And here in the state of Georgia, you can obtain a religious exemption. And, you know, it's very easy to obtain if you're a Christian, Muslim, Jewish, because the Bible forbids you to actually inject foreign blood into the bloodstream. And when you're injecting injecting pig DNA and dog DNA, and actually the vaccines actually contain genetically modified blood within them and aboard the fetal tissue, This is against the law of God that's in the Old Testament. And you can put that on your vaccine exemption, that, you know, essentially God told me that the herbs shall be for the healing of nations, not no vaccines, not no antibiotics, the herbs.
Right.
So when I'm suffering a disease, I will take echinacea, I will take olive leaf, I will take elderberry, I will take garlic, but I will not take your prescription meds or your vaccines. And I will breastfeed my children.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The breast milk is the original vaccine. And that's why it takes about six years for the immune system to fully develop. And actually, human beings are naturally supposed to receive breast milk for up to 6 years. See, God is not stupid. You know, it takes 6 years for the immune system to develop, and in many different cultures, they actually breastfeed their children for up to 6 years, because the mother in her divine wisdom actually knows what the baby needs immunity for, and she will create those antibodies and put them into her breast milk, which the developing baby will then receive via the breast milk. So the breast milk is the original
Very
vaccine.
Good point.
You don't need vaccines.
Very good point. Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, Brother Curtis, because in my conversations with moms, when I talk to them about the vaccine, the first thing they say is, well, they won't be able to go to school. They won't be able to go to school. And I tell them that's absolutely not true. In the state of Georgia, it's not mandatory. You can go to your local health department and get a vaccine waiver. And when I came to Georgia, I didn't even have to state that it was about a religion. Honestly, I went to the health department and said, I need a vaccine waiver. I wrote on my waiver, I declined to give my children vaccinations. And that was it. And my children have graduated from high school in Georgia, still in middle school in the state of Georgia. No issues. No issues whatsoever with that. So we don't have to be afraid of that. And so what if we have to fight for our rights? So what? You gonna sit down and let somebody take them from you?
We have to stand up.
Yes, we do. Excellent points. And so I just want to make sure, because I'm taking notes, so if I'm getting quiet, that's the reason why. So we can get the vaccine exemption from the local health department here in Georgia. Well, any other state, probably other than the three that Curtis mentioned, which was California, Mississippi, and I believe the third one was West Virginia. So if you live anywhere else, you should be able to go to your local health department and get that vaccine waiver, and you can educate your tribe, you know, your community about getting those waivers or the vaccine exemption. And so I just want to make sure that I give you this, because we can keep going, you guys, because we started about 20-25 minutes late. So I want to make sure everybody has the website. So it's CDC, and it's V like in vaccine, J like in justice, O like in all, or, and E in health. So it's CDCVJOE.com. On that website is where you can get all additional information. You can share it with your loved ones and get additional. And then I think, let me see. So, Sister Kamisha, you were saying on the CDC website, I think it's CDC.gov maybe.
It's CDC.gov.
Yeah, and you
I'm
can get the
vaccine. I'm typing it in now just to confirm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. CDC.gov, you go in the search bar, you type in vaccine ingredient. It's there for you to look at, and if they decide to take it down, I have several copies.
Way to go. That would be smart for everybody to do that, you know. You can walk around with
that, and
you want to bless somebody with some knowledge, give them that. So let's see. Yeah, and that book, again, was Medical Apartheid, and that's by Harriet Washington. It is a tremendous book. It is a tremendous book. So, and the event, again, is next Thursday, June the 22nd. I apologize. I'll be speaking at Madu that night, but I'm going to come by when I leave there. But it's next Thursday, June the 22nd, and what was that, at 7?
Doors
What's
open at 6 p.m.
The
programs begin at 7.
Okay, and that's at West Hunter Baptist Church, 1040 Ralph David Abernathy, and that's right in the West End, right there by Tassili's and Wendy's, and right before you get down to the little shopping area. And so I would encourage you guys to spread that knowledge with everybody. There's a couple of posts on Facebook. You can put that on your page and your news feed and just keep posting that and posting that. So we've got to be about the business of educating each other about the dangers that are being so, I don't even know what the word, they're being snuck in on us, you know, like, the way that they're doing it is like, you know, it's just, oh, you know, that's just the way it is, you know, and it's so normal. But this crap that we're going through, and Brother Jermaine, I love your words because you put it out there straight. You know, there's no chaser to it. It's just like, look, this is the real deal here. And so we have to be that way about educating each other, because we're being sold a bill of goods when it comes to what we have to do in order to survive. And these pills that they're giving, especially our seniors, is just, man, it's horrible. You know, they're just using our seniors because of their health benefits for guinea pigs. And we live like in a big laboratory here in the United States. So I'm going to let
That's
you guys
exactly
finish up, though, because I can go on and on with that one. So.
I think that we have to push hard to educate our people, create more awareness. Once we give them the knowledge and they pick it up, they can help to expand this movement to our people. It's just creating awareness. That's what our mission is, and we have to stick with that and continue to learn more about what the pharmaceutical companies or the CDC is doing, and just go back and continue to inform. I would like personally, if everyone who's listening could go and visit our website at cdcvjoe.com and look at the many videos that we have done along with our vaccine partners across the nation. We have a video with Robert De Niro, Robert Kennedy, Tony Muhammad at a press conference that was done in Washington, D.C. You may want to pay close attention to that and just know that we as people in the vaccine justice cells movement, we're not here for ourselves. We're here for our communities and to create the awareness to our people that we may help to save lives and stop unnecessary damage to our children and ourselves. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you. Any closing words, Sister Kamisha?
I just want to see people come out next Thursday. That is going to speak for itself. You're going to hear something that is going to shake your world. I have no doubt about that. And you won't walk away willing to put your child's life on the line. That's all I have to say.
So this is a worldwide broadcast, or at least for the people that are here in the United States. How could they get a copy or be able to see the documentary? Are there organizations that resources on your website that would list different states or where they can find presentations like you guys are going to be doing next week, or how would that work? Because I know we have from California and from Texas, Louisiana, that are all on the line.
We have a link If you go to that website, the CDCVJOE.com, if you go to that website, you can purchase the movie Vax, at our event next Thursday.
Okay.
And we have those. We will have those for sale. And we have an email within the website that as soon as they go on the first page, if they scroll to the bottom, they will see, we call it our vaccine partners. And they can give us an email, and we will put them on our newsletter list that goes out monthly. They will have information from that. But also, if you go to resources on our website, there are different logos there on that website that leads you to different vaccine partners that have information as well as with our website. And that there would blow their minds. I'm with my sister, Sister Kamisha, when she said, if you can just make it out next Thursday, it's going to be earth-shattering because you're going to learn so much in that small time period that you'll never be able to turn your back on the truth. Now, one more thing we didn't mention. You can register for this event. All tickets are free. You can register for this event on our website. We also have it on Facebook. You can register there, and it will take you to Eventbrite or, again, Facebook, and you can register, and your tickets will become available to you immediately so that you can come in, and that allows us to have a count of how many people are coming, because right now we're close to, by God's grace, filling this church up. We need all the support that we can get. And we do have an overflow area as well.
Great.
Are there other organizations or churches that are supporting the effort as well?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
There are other churches that are involved in the movement. And come Thursday, if the people make it out, if they can just come out, you'll see the different church communities that will be there. We, myself and Sister Kamisha Muhammad, we traveled our region. We went to a few cities under the Nation of Islam. And we've spoken at different mosques, and even the one here in Atlanta. We have spoken and made awareness so other cities are coming here for that event.
Wow. Excellent.
But at that event, we're going to make an earth-shattering announcement that's going to put us on the road to really making ourselves known. So, again, come. Support, learn, help us to expand this mission to our people. Next Thursday, June 22nd, West Hunter Street Baptist Church.
Thank you so much.
And one more thing I want to add before we leave. I just want to say this is not a religious organization. This is not a religious movement. We have people from all walks of life who are participating in this movement with us. So I don't want anybody to let the fact that they think that everybody in this is a Muslim or everybody in this is a Christian to stop you from coming. This is about saving our baby. That's all this is about. We've been called to this, regardless of what our religious affiliation is. You are a being on this planet who is responsible for the care of the next generation. That's all. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Love it.
Yeah, last but not least, we are a grassroots organization. We don't receive funding from any philanthropic organizations or funded by anyone else. So if you cannot support physically, we would definitely appreciate your support financially. You can go to our website, cdcvjoe.com. And if you would like to help, we have a GoFundMe set up there, or you can just donate through our normal donation button that's on that website. So we would appreciate any support that you can give us.
Thank you.
And, yeah, I guess I'll chime in. Definitely, everyone, please come out to the event at West Hunter Baptist Church. Definitely want to see you all out there. I'll actually be in attendance as well too. Since I've been to most of the town halls meetings, but please definitely come out to the event. And only thing I only want to add was definitely get the exemption, and also understand that vaccines are one part of the issue. And they are a huge part of the issue. But oftentimes for educational purposes, I like to illustrate to people, really, really, really telling examples of what I'm talking about. So recently, Bayer Pharmaceuticals bought Monsanto, the maker of genetically modified foods, which caused close to about 53 different diseases. Currently unlabeled, you have no idea you're eating them, they're extremely toxic. They bought Monsanto for $66 billion. Now, why would a pharmaceutical company buy a toxic, genetically modified food maker for $66 billion? That's because Big Pharma is in the business of producing customers. They want more customers.
Yeah.
Bayer Pharmaceutical also manufactures bisphenol A, a toxic endocrine-disrupting chemical, which causes people to be born with breast cancer, to be born with type 2 diabetes, to be born with testicular cancer, to be born within the womb. Like, it causes these problems within the womb, and it causes multi-generational health problems. Again, why would Bayer Pharmaceutical Company be inventing a chemical that babies are being exposed to within the womb, which causes multi-generational health problems, meaning that it causes your grandmama, your grandmother, the son, it causes four generations after the child was exposed to health problems because they're trying to produce customers. Big Pharma is producing customers for the next 200,000 years. Okay? So please get involved. Because these vaccines, like I said, they are not here for your health. They're not here for your benefit. And I tell people there will never be safe vaccines for that reason, not as long as we have the pharmaceutical companies making them. They just have no incentive to make them whatsoever. But please come out, show support, donate to this organization, because we're working very, very hard to spread this word. We've been staying up nights and days and planning and organizing, strategizing, all for the benefit of our community.
Thank you. And thank you once again. You guys are tremendous, and I'm so proud of the work that you're doing and know how much is needed in our communities and for people just to be able to get a glimpse of the awareness of what's going on and perhaps start conversations themselves with members or, community members or neighborhood members or what, but just to start having the conversations to create that awareness. And so once again, Brother Jermaine Muhammad, Sister Kamisha Muhammad, Brother Benjamin Williams, and Brother Curtis Duncan, you guys are just absolutely outstanding. I love every one of you. And again, I appreciate so much the work that you're doing in helping us to be more informed and more educated on what the government, quote unquote, is saying that we must inject into our bodies. And so it's really been an eye opener for me, and I hope for the rest of the studio audience. Nobody had a question, so that's usually a good sign, because they're busy taking notes and they're busy just, incorporating and gathering all the knowledge that you shared. You guys are just absolutely tremendous. And thank you for bearing with me as we went through the little audio difficulties earlier. I had told Benjamin, you know, sometimes when you're telling the truth, the powers that be have a way of trying to make it not be heard by by the masses. So, you know, we just got to keep working through it. I don't give up that easily. So, again, that is – I'm going to give you guys these this information just real quickly before we end the show, just so that you have it, and I'm going to play that ad one more time. So the website is CDCB, like in vaccine, JOE.com. You can purchase the documentary. It's Vaxxed, B-A-X-X. ED. You can go through your local health department and get your vaccine exemption. You can, getting back to the website, you can go on there and support, do a donation, a monetary donation, and sign up to get regular information through the website for information. The book was Medical Apartheid by Harriet Washington, and that address again for next Thursday, June the 22nd, is 1040 Ralph David Abernathy. The doors open at 6. The event will start promptly at 7 p.m., and that is at the historical West Hunter Street Baptist Church. Again, that's 1040 Ralph David Abernathy. That's in Atlanta, 30310. And for those of you that are in Atlanta or close enough to Atlanta to check that out, I would urge you to do that or at least get involved in the website and become knowledgeable and share that with people. Like I said, my nieces and nephews are at the childbearing ages, and, man, this is so instrumental for them to understand, not to get this stuff put into their children. But let's share the information, and thank you guys once again. I'm going to play your ad.
Thank you.
And, yes, almost my pleasure.
Thanks, right, Sandy.
I'm going to again.
Thank you, Sandy.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right.
Peace, everyone.
Attention. Make sure you attend the State of Emergency Town Hall meeting about the dangerous vaccine cover-up. You are in danger. Your children are in danger. There is data that shows there was an increase in autism in black boys. We need justice or else.
They're angry because a few have gotten wealthy at the expense of the many, and the poor and the sick and the weak and the unlearned multiply.
So make sure you attend and bring someone with you to the State of Emergency Town Hall meeting about the dangerous vaccine cover-up at West Hunter Street Baptist Church on Thursday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. Located at 1040 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard in Atlanta, Georgia. For more info, visit cdcvjoe.com.